When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. At Bright Vibe, we believe everyone deserves to be happy. But in today's world, everywhere you turn, there is division and negativity. At Bright Vibe, we have created a global movement to bring 8 million people together who are inspired to live bright, live bold, and share bright vibes. Alone, it can be hard to change, but together we can change the world. Welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast.
Rob Fried, welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. So happy to have you on today.
Thank you, Matt. Nice to be here.
You are a very interesting person. You've got a very interesting background. On today's podcast, we're going to get into really some health, wellness, how to live optimally, how to optimize maybe brain health and biological stuff. But you didn't start there. You didn't start in the health space. You started in the movie business. And you have a tie-in with Hallmark, which is up the street from where I live, about 3 hours. So let's get a little bit about your background. So you were with Hallmark, got in the movie business. Is that how that worked?
No, Hallmark was much more recent. I went to college at Cornell, and then I got an MBA at Columbia. And then after that, I was hired by Columbia Pictures to be a strategic planning financial analyst assistant to what was then the president of Columbia Pictures, business president.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. And then you were a part of some really cool movies, in my opinion. I was reading some of the movie. My favorite being, and there are several of them in your list, but my favorite being Rudy. You were involved in the movie Rudy, right? As one of the producers or executive producer. I don't know how that worked. How that works for sure.
I produced Rudy. Prior to that, as an executive at the studio, I was in charge of Hoosiers. It was the same writer and director.
Wow.
And then I became a producer. I went from being the executive overseeing the movie Hoosiers to being the actual producer of Rudy. By the way, there's a director's cut of Rudy coming out later this year.
But that's awesome. That's obviously such a heartwarming and inspiring story. And yeah, when I saw that on the deal, I got like excited. I was like, oh, cool. I get to tell my wife later today that I got to talk to the guy who produced Rudy. I'm like, how cool is that? So I really appreciate a lot of the work that you've done. And many, you work with many Hollywood stars and have been in that space. I'm assuming, did you live in LA or do you still?
No, as I said, from New York, and I got a job at Columbia Pictures in LA when I graduated from school.
Right.
I worked my way in the strategic part of the business and then eventually migrated my way into the creative side, oversaw the motion picture production division of Columbia Pictures, and then Sony bought the company, and then I pivoted over to becoming a producer at that point in time.
Got it. Okay. And then you said Hallmark's more recent, so how did you end up at Hallmark from the movie business, I guess?
So in the mid-90s, a friend of mine started an internet company called WebTV, and I went on his board and invested in this company. And essentially, it was a hardware company that enabled internet access via a television set. And so I was producing movies in the late 90s and then also getting involved in internet ventures. And eventually, we started one called What's Hot Now, which was an e-commerce service provider. And we built and maintained the online stores for virtually all of the Hollywood studios and television networks.
Oh, wow.
And that was in the late 90s. And then in 2001, our second child was born. My wife, by the way, is an actress.
Yes, I saw that in the
show. Yeah. We did one movie together called So I Married an Axe Murderer with Mike Myers.
Right.
But she's mostly, since our kids are born, she's mostly done television. Her name is Nancy Travis, and she was in most recently on a show called Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. She played Tim Allen's wife in Last Man Standing, and also presently a show on Hallmark called Ride. And before that, she was on a show called Becker. When our second son was born in 2001, she was on this show, Becker, and I at that time stayed home. So I was a stay-at-home dad for a number of years during
that. Oh, beautiful. Period. Yeah, that's really cool.
And then when both boys were able to feed themselves.
Yes.
I started an internet company called Spirit Clips, which was a streaming service. This is 2007, and it was life-affirming stories of hope and inspiration. it was 150 short films, and then we licensed a number of long form films, kind of like Rudy or Hoosiers, and mm-hmm. and we sold that company to Hallmark in 2012. And I stayed with the company, and I stayed with Hallmark for 5 years after that, and that's how Hallmark happened.
Oh, very cool. And just as a point of note, I think I read that you won an Academy Award for one of those short films. Is that accurate?
I did win an Academy Award, and we were lucky enough to also win an Emmy Award. So I have a couple of good awards, which I'm proud of.
Yeah, very cool accomplishment. And so you were with Hallmark for 5 years, and yes. that would have taken you up through 2012-ish?
No, I sold it in 12 for 5 years, so I left in 2017.
Oh, in 17. Okay, so now we're almost up to, okay. And then at 17, you transitioned out in, and eventually we're going to get to this wellness space at some point, but you transitioned out of Hallmark, and then what was your next career path?
I had already joined the board of ChromaDex. So
okay.
I went from joining the board to ChromaDex to joining ChromaDex at that point in time.
Got it. And what does ChromaDex do?
So ChromaDex is I think a very impressive and great company. I'm very, very proud to be part of ChromaDex. ChromaDex is really the world's leading company and has an expertise in something called nicotinamide adenine dinucleotide, NAD.
Right. I've heard of NAD. I just never heard it, the long form, the actual, what it actually stood for.
Right. So ChromaDex is the leading company and the true experts in NAD, which is growing very, very, very rapidly in popularity. Back in the early 90s, when I was involved with that internet company that I mentioned to you, I met a venture capitalist named Frank Caulfield, who introduced me to another company of his called Geron, which is mm-hmm. a stem cell company that was working with something called telomeres, which is a fragment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So telomeres are little fragments of protein that are found on the chromosomes of all cells. And every time the cell divides, the telomere shrinks a little bit. What they had realized is that when the telomere just becomes a little stub, the cell becomes a senescent cell and no longer divides. It's not dead, but it's really non-functional, or at least that's what they thought at the time. And he had identified an enzyme found in certain types of cells that when present, no matter how many times the cell divided, the telomere did not shrink. Mm-hmm. And it turns out the cell did not age, was immortal.
Right. Right.
And the types of cells that had this enzyme, which he called telomerase, were cancer cells.
Mm.
So cancer cells are immortal. He said, well, what if we extracted that enzyme and applied it to other types of cells? Could we make them immortal? And it turns out he could.
Mm.
So he was able to make skin cells immortal. No, they did not age. The telomeres never shortened.
Right.
Yeah. So I found that very interesting. And then, so at that point in time, became almost obsessed with the science and the technology of anti-aging. So telomere technology pivoted into something called sirtuins, which are a set of genes that are activated when there is extreme caloric restriction in the body. This back to a study in the 1920s from Cornell that showed that when mammals have a really restricted caloric diet, they age much slower. And
right.
So what they had identified, these sirtuin researchers, is that the reason why, or at least that they posited that the reason why, is because these sirtuin genes were activated. So they searched for a way to mimic caloric restriction and activate those genes. And they thought they had found one in a molecule found in the skin of red grapes called resveratrol.
Oh, yes. It's just interesting how life works. So anyway, so please continue. This is very fascinating.
This is a sort of a long narrative of how I got to ChromaDex, basically.
Well, I appreciate this because I've got a good friend who's a neurologist, and I remember her telling me about, you know, these telomeres, and when they get to a certain point, don't they kind of call them ghost cells, don't they? Isn't that what happens? Is this where ghost cells come from?
They just sit there. They don't,
right.
They're not functional. So one thesis behind anti-age, so the many companies now are trying to solve the problem of aging.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Live longer or live better. And one thesis is this thing called senolytics, this idea where I take drugs that would delete all of those senescent cells that are just occupying space, perhaps replace them with stem cells or other types of more functional, more youthful cells. Mm-hmm. And that's one approach to solving the problem. And it's an interesting approach. But the underlying thesis there is that these telomeres shrink and the cells become senescent. then they were saying, well, maybe by taking resveratrol, we can activate the sirtuin cells, the telomeres don't shorten, and the cell lives longer. And that became a very hot trend. And in the 2000s, you saw a lot of red wine discussion. People thinking if I drink gallons of red wine, so it turns out that that didn't work. The whole resveratrol thing really doesn't appear to be, there's even the sirtuin thing is it questioned, but okay. It is a antioxidant, so it's not going to hurt you, resveratrol. At least we don't think so. There is some data to suggest that it might elevate LDL cholesterol, but by and large, we don't think resveratrol is harmful, but we don't think it does much in terms of aging.
Got it. Okay.
So I was reading all this voraciously and passively investing in all of these companies that were formed and meeting these scientists and doing so. And initially, I didn't know why. I was thinking maybe I'd make a movie or a TV show about this area, or maybe just as an investor. And as it turns out, there was a company called Chromadex, which is in Southern California, which is basically a standards testing analytical company that also had an ingredient development business. And one of the ingredients that it was developing is this thing called nicotinamide riboside. And I read quite a bit about it, and I met the then CEO. He's now the chairman of Chromadex, still very involved in the business. An excellent chemist and entrepreneur who had secured patents around this ingredient called nicotinamide riboside, or NR, or as we call it, Niagen. I also met the scientist at Dartmouth who had discovered nicotinamide riboside and became quite good friends with him. Invested in the company to the point where I joined the board of the company while I was working at Tallmark, if you will. But as it turns out, one of the theories as to why resveratrol did not work was, well, maybe it's because it's really hard to activate these genes, these sirtuin genes. And maybe in order to activate these genes, you need a boost of some sort. So perhaps the reason why it was not working, this turned out not to be the case, but one thing that led to the research was maybe we need to elevate a coenzyme that exists in all living cells called NAD.
Okay.
So NAD is this fascinating coenzyme, this molecule that exists in all plant and animal cells, all of them. That's involved in every important metabolic function in those cells. The activation of genes, the creation of energy, the energy metabolism function, the repair of a damaged cell, the repair of a gene mutation, all of these functions and many others are involve this coenzyme, which generally work with another enzyme in order to do what it is that they do. And there's a reservoir of this NAD inside of cells that is generally depleted when the cell is under physiological stress or is aged. So the absence of this coenzyme NAD makes it very difficult for the cell to manufacture energy or to repair damage. So some of these scientists were thinking, well, maybe if we elevate the NAD levels, that'll help activate these sirtuin genes. Turns out you don't even need the resveratrol or even to activate the sirtuin genes. Simply elevating NAD has a very, very dramatic anti-aging impact. Or a healing impact, if you will, and an energy metabolism impact. Declines in NAD are associated with virtually every indication you can think of when you think of aging. Alzheimer's, arthritis, sarcopenia, which is muscle loss, mental decline. Virtually everything is also associated with a decline in NAD. Indeed, there's this orphan disease that some children get called Cockayne syndrome, where children age so rapidly that they generally die of old age by the time they're 12 or 13. Some people call this the Benjamin Button.
Yeah, I was going to say the Benjamin Button, right?
So it turns out that these kids have a non-detectable level of NAD. So you see the clear relationship between NAD levels and the way the body ages. In fact, the World Health Organization defines aging as the accumulation of damage at the molecular and cellular level. So really all aging is damage. So to repair damage, the ability to repair damage is what keeps you youthful. If you're a young kid and you're playing basketball and you twist your knee, you have a swollen knee, and 2 weeks later you're playing basketball again.
Right.
But if you're in your 60s and you're playing basketball and you twist your knee, it could become arthritis. Or if you go out in the sun and you get a sunburn, it could be a skin cancer. This is the diminished ability to repair the damage as it happens. And if you measure NAD levels in the damaged cells, you'll see dramatically declined NAD levels. So the thesis is simple. Just elevate the NAD levels. Does it increase the body's ability to repair the damage? And it turns out it does.
Interesting. And I think if I remember right, and again, you know, the conversations in my life are starting to come back to me because I've got an orthopedic surgeon who's a friend of mine. And he was talking about that he was starting to do something with NAD, but it was like in creams, it was injectable. I mean, they were putting NAD in lotions and stuff. Is that accurate or am I crazy there on that one?
Well, now you're seeing it everywhere because there's so many studies that have been published right now, and there's so many scientists that now understand the mechanics of it that you're seeing it proliferate through many different industries in skin and in dietary supplements and drug development and in beverages and pet supplements across the board. But NAD itself is really ineffective. The NAD molecule itself is a very large molecule, and there's a phosphate on the perimeter of the molecule, which blocks entry into the cell.
Okay.
So really what you need is a precursor, something that turns into NAD once it enters the cell.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people get these NAD IV infusions. They literally go and they get IV infusions of a gram of NAD, and it takes them 3.5 hours to do it. And they break out in sweat and they get nauseous. That's because the NAD is struggling to enter into the cell.
Mm.
And it breaks down in the bloodstream. And then once it breaks down into the bloodstream, into this thing called Niagen, nicotinamide riboside, it'll then enter the cell very cleanly and then convert back into NAD. So nicotinamide riboside is this magical molecule that this Dr. Charles Brenner discovered at Dartmouth that not only does it really, really safely and efficiently elevate NAD, but even more amazing is that it goes directly to the damaged cell.
Hmm.
So a pathway opens up when a cell calls for distress, which he named the NR, nicotinamide riboside, NR kinase pathway. It opens up when the cell is under stress. So if you are experiencing some sort of physiological stress, sunburn or headache or an injury, or you went for surgery and you want to heal, or loss of energy, taking True Niagen is particularly effective. It's almost like we look at it almost like Advil, in that it goes directly to the damaged cell, cleanly and efficiently enters the cell, converts into NAD, and enables the cell to heal itself. But it does much more than that. We've also have studies that show that it increases mitochondrial biogenesis, mitogenesis. In other words, the number of mitochondria that the body, that the cell has, increases when you take True Niagen. So the output of mitochondria is this thing called adenosine triphosphate, ATP. You may remember that from biology.
Yep.
Right? The number of ATP molecules goes up. The number of mitochondria go up when you elevate NAD by taking True Niagen. So not only does it enable you to heal, it also enables you to increase actual energy, as distinguished from a cup of coffee, which is really just a stimulant and may make you feel energized, but doesn't actually create energy.
And so the company you're now running, ChromaDex, makes True Niagen. Is that
right?
Right. So I guess, what are people actually experiencing that are taking True Niagen? Case study type things, if you could give me some.
So just to give you a perspective, like ChromaDex, as I said, used to be like a, ChromaDex was the standard testing company and still is in the ingredient business.
So okay.
Companies went to ChromaDex to say, is this pure?
Got
how
it.
Pure is this?
Got
and
it.
Then developed an ingredient business. Really, ChromaDex's core competency is R&D and scientific research and helping manage regulatory bodies. We do things the truthful, scientific, slow way. That's how we do things. And nicotinamide riboside is one of the ingredients that ChromaDex developed.
Got it.
And there are many other ingredients that are precursors to NAD that ChromaDex also has developed and patented. What we've done is we've chosen to focus the entire business around that, de-emphasizing other ingredients, de-emphasizing the testing business, and really creating our own consumer product, which we call True Niagen. And in certain occasions, we supply Niagen or nicotinamide riboside to other reputable companies that we think are good companies that are not going to misrepresent the science or misrepresent the label or misrepresent the marketing material. So ChromaDex is really the leading company behind NAD and nicotinamide riboside.
So if I'm taking this, what's my experience, I guess, physically, mentally? I mean, if I'm going to take this stuff, what is it actually doing? Not necessarily what's it actually doing. What is my experience of what it's actually doing, if that makes sense, or what it's doing?
Of course, I can explain. So you can imagine the number of emails and calls and letters that we get from people saying it changed their life is so moving. Rudy was a movie that I still to this day get letters from parents telling me how it affected their kids and their kids' right. life. And the Spirit Clips company that we sold to Hallmark was like that as well, but neither even come close to how True Niagen has meaningfully changed people's lives. It moves me to tears on a regular basis.
Interesting.
The experience can be different. There are patterns that we see across the board, but the experience mm-hmm. is different from person to person because people age a little bit differently. For some people, aging is I can't find my keys. For some people it's I can't play sports anymore. For some people, it's more about intimacy. For some people, it's very much about aesthetics. You know, how do I look? You know, aging means different things to different people and it manifests differently to different people. If you can now understand what nicotinamide riboside, what True Niagen does, it essentially goes to the physiologically stressed cell. The cell that is under the most physiological stress elevates the NAD level and enables the cell to endeavor to heal itself. So the manifestation tends to be across the board, including really important disease indications.
Well, yeah, you would think because it's, yes, like cancer, right?
Yeah. And one of the problems is that we don't sell it as a drug. We sell it as a dietary supplement. And the FDA regulations are very clear that you cannot
make claims.
You can't even imply a claim
right.
that is a disease. For example, we did three studies on COVID. The first one we did is we showed that within 2 hours of a coronavirus attaching to a cell, the NAD level dropped by 80%.
Oh, wow.
Why? Because the cell is trying to repel the virus and heal itself.
Right.
So it consumes right. all the NAD. We then did a second study saying, well, what if you introduce True Niagen into the solution? And sure enough, it was protective. Then we did a phase two clinical study with 300 patients who were symptomatic COVID patients, and it had a better result. And that was True Niagen in combination with certain other vitamins I need to mention, although I think True Niagen was the most effective. But it was more effective than remdesivir, which was the big drug that was approved. Right. So what I'm saying is by strengthening the cell, you improve the cell's ability to repair DNA damage, repel viruses, or heal itself. I mentioned that cocaine syndrome to you before. Mm-hmm. These kids have non-detect levels of NAD, so the body is basically deteriorating in these kids, right. aging rapidly. We essentially have that same disease ourselves, only it's slower.
Slower, right.
The National Institutes of Health, the head of the anti-aging division of the National Institutes of Health, was able to replicate that disease in mice and treat those mice effectively with True Niagen.
And when you say effectively, slow it down or stop?
So it's very hard to, yeah, slow it down. Improve
Got
what they failure to thrive.
Got it.
Okay. There are several other of these advanced aging diseases that we've also been able to show improvement of by taking high doses of True Niagen of nicotinamide riboside. By the way, that head of that NIH division has recently joined the ChromaDex Scientific Advisory Board mm-hmm. because he feels so strongly about the power of True Niagen. I used to say all humans, but it's really animals and humans help them to age better. So in answer to your question, people will experience it slightly differently depending on what the condition is you're trying to address. And what I would recommend to somebody starting True Niagen is before you start it, take some inventory on what's going really not as well as it used to go in your body. Is it sleep? Is it healing? Is it recovery from your workouts? Is it the workout levels? Is it some other issue? Is it cognition? Cognitive impairment? Is it memory? And then try to create some sort of quantifiable metric for how you're doing. Then take it for 2 months. Don't take it for a week and say, this is how do I feel? I don't feel different.
Right.
And take it for a couple of months. Now, we recommend 300 milligrams. It's not a cheap dietary supplement if you're comparing it to vitamin C. I mean, I think it's sort of a silly comparison, to be candid with you. I mean,
it's expensive
as a vitamin. It's very cheap for youth. I personally take three times that amount. But let's say you just took that amount for 2 months. Then after the 2 months, then assess the metric. And then you will see whether it's knee pain or shoulder pain or something inflammation related, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It's incredibly effective for inflammation, True Niagen.
Inflammation is usually tied to disease, which is tied to aging, right? So all those things. Right?
Yeah, they call it inflammaging. So that's how people experience it. Now, if you're looking for trends and patterns, people who take it for a few months say that they feel more energized, a much more active life. They sleep better. One thing to look for right away, if you're looking for an immediate result, mm-hmm. perhaps, is hair and nail growth. Mm. That seems to happen much more rapidly when people start elevating their NAD levels, healing in general. But that would be my suggestion, and that's what we hear. And if you want to read something objective about what people were taking and say, on Amazon, there are, I think, 15,000 ratings and reviews, which we have no ability to edit or control in any way.
Right.
People go on there and they write about how it affected them. And so that's a good way to do any personal research. Just go on the ratings and reviews of Amazon and see what people are saying about it.
Very interesting. We're really talking about like a fountain of youth where we're slowing down the aging process. Is kind of, at least that's what I'm gleaning out of our today's conversation, is we're slowing down the aging process because we're giving the body what it needs to recover from whatever it's encountering in the world we live in. So whether it's, to your point, knee pain, inflammation in the body, it sounds like it does a good job with, but ultimately we're able to recover faster from these things that are affecting us.
Yeah. I mean, as I said, the World Health Organization defines aging as the accumulation of damage at the molecular level, but also the diminished ability to repair that damage. So essentially what you're doing is increasing your ability to repair damage, but you're also increasing the mitochondrial function, energy metabolism function. So those are your two primary outcomes. One is an improved ability to heal, and the other is improved ability to convert the nutrients from food and the oxygen from air into energy at the cellular level. So you should have more actual energy. You will have more actual energy, and you will have an improved ability to repair damage at the cellular level. Those are the two things that you will have.
Very interesting. And that's your experience just on a human level, on a personal level?
I would not have made the investment or joined the board of Gone Off if I was not completely convinced. Same with my wife and virtually every friend that I have.
You've got them all.
I had hurt my knee like 5 years ago skiing. Knee pain was so severe for me that I had to lean on the other leg every time I walked up the steps. But after 3 months of taking True Niagen, I couldn't tell which was the knee that I had hurt.
Interesting.
And it was deeper than that. Like my sleeping, I've now been sleeping full 7-8 hours a night since I've been taking this thing for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And I had already gotten to a point in my life where I was saying, you know, I think I need a nap or maybe I need to slow down. And I'm just so incredibly energized, and I live such a vibrant existence now that I really do attribute it in part to attitude, but also actually in part to True Niagen.
Very, very cool. Well, where's the company headed from here, I guess? What's kind of the plan on the radar for the next year, 2 years, or long term?
Well, we don't view ourselves as a dietary supplement company. We don't view ourselves as a health nutrition company. We view ourselves as an NAD company. The scientific advisory board that I mentioned to you not only has that former head of the NIH and also the Charles Brenner, the guy who invented nicotinamide riboside, it also has two Nobel Prize winners, Roger Kornberg from Stanford and from Cambridge, Dr. John Watson. But also it has the head of neurology at Harvard, Rudy Tanzi, and Dr. David Katz from Yale, and also Bruce German from UC Davis, who specializes in milk. All of these people, and also Bruni Felding, who's a leading cancer researcher at Scripps Research Institute. All of these people are working on nicotinamide riboside and NAD. They're not just big names on an advisory board. They are all doing research or have done research or have an expertise in NAD or NAD research or nicotinamide riboside. And they are big, big believers. So we understand more about NAD than any other company in the world. And we think helping to manage people's NAD levels is really important for health span, as it were.
Right.
Not extending lifespan per se, but extending the number of years that you live healthy.
Right.
And this is our focus. And it's really just about the focus of that, of NAD, NAD expertise, NAD productization, NAD commercialization. Don't expect us to have a big, broad line of dietary supplements that are out there, or to start explaining to you what foods you need to eat in order to be healthier. Mm. But if you're interested in NAD and you really want to know what the current true state of the science is, you come to ChromaDex and see what they say.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for enlightening me today and enlightening our listeners and our viewers. Like I said, I'd heard of it, but it was just, I'm not a scientist. I'm in the health industry, or healthcare industry, I should say, or have been for a long time, and kind of in transition from that. Yeah, I'd heard it out there, but thank you for just kind of doing the deep dive. I'm certainly glad that my wife was not on. She would have been a much better host for you today, because my wife reads. Oh, because she is a voracious reader of everything health, everything longevity, as well as spirituality. She's very plugged in that way too. But yeah, I would have probably needed to mortgage something just to buy your product. I mean, because she would have wanted to buy it in truckloads. So I've got to think how I'm going to introduce this, because I do want my wife to live as long and healthy as she possibly can. But yeah.
It retails for like $30 a month, depending on how much you
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It's okay. All right. When you said expensive, I thought it was something else. So,
well, relative to a vitamin that you might pay $10.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No. Yeah. No, that would be, yeah. No, all that stuff's crap. I've done enough research on vitamins to know that if you're buying it at a major big box store, it's just crap. And I'll say that you don't have to. But so anyway, yeah, it's just fascinating stuff. And you're such an interesting man in and of yourself. I love people that follow their passions, right? The people that come on the show usually are authors, they're thought leaders, and they're following a passion and making the world a better place. And that's why I love doing this podcast, because I get to visit with people who are making the world a better place. And you definitely fit at the top of that category as far as just passionate and helping humanity, hopefully get literally physically heal. So I really appreciate that. If you had just one overall message of all of your life experiences, if there was one lesson that you've learned from all of your life experiences that you could add value to the other 8 billion creatures roaming this earth that are called humans, what message would you want to impart to them?
I don't think that there's any grand purpose. I don't think we're here for any specific purpose. But if you can find purpose, it makes it a lot easier.
And I think, you know, in today's world, a lot of people, I know I have struggled with purpose since COVID, or during COVID and since COVID, and I'm starting to come back to a sense of purpose. I agree with you. I think that's a very important thing, that we find purpose in our lives and find purpose with the things we're doing, whether we change the things we're doing or not. I think finding purpose in the things we do, you know, I think it makes it more fun, to be honest with you, but there's that sense of passion, that sense of aliveness when you have purpose behind what you do. Oh, yeah.
I once saw John Cleese, the comedian, interviewed, and he said when he turned 75 years old, he came to the realization that nobody really knows anything.
Yeah, that's right. I'm kind of with you on that. I'm kind of with you. The older, I think, yeah, isn't there a saying that the older you get, the less that you know, right? I mean, it's like almost unknowing.
But it helps if you find a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I totally agree with that. Well, thank you, Rob, for coming on today. I really appreciated our conversation, and I know our listeners will enjoy it as well.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being a part of the Bright Vibe podcast. For more information, go to brightvibe.com. That's B-R-I-T-E, vibe, V-I-B-E.com. Thank you for listening.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.